Finance Friday with Stephen Mamoonie.
Morning, Stephen. Welcome for joining us for Finance Friday.
Good morning, Kylie. G'day, Matt.
Yes, g'day. Now, let's talk about the global gross national happiness index. The gross national happiness index. What is that all about, Stephen Mamoonie?
Okay, so this is a reference to Bhutan's gross national happiness index. And whilst most countries measure success people with economic indicators, Bhutan uses a gross national happiness index to measure the fulfilment and well-being, measuring not just economic success, but the sustainable development of its people.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and so the phrase was first coined by the fourth king of Bhutan in 1972 when he declared gross national happiness is more important than gross domestic product, which is you know, a bit of a foreign concept when it comes to most developed countries, but that's easy to say when you're a king. However, it was a prime example of what great leadership looked like. So he said this in 1972, and this has led to what's been referred to as the happiness effect.
Okay, does it bring prosperity?
It does. It does, as it turns out. In 2017, the Asian Development Bank assessed Bhutan as having the fastest growing economy. And they noted that up until 1960, Bhutan didn't have any phones, an airport, hospitals, postal service, nor a national currency. And its growth in 2017 was 8.2%, eclipsing both China and India. However, with a strong focus on clean energy to support that growth. So,
Was that a bit of luck?
It's interesting.
Didn't they just pick a good trend? The rest of us caught up with?
Well, I think they probably worked out what they're really good at. And and it turns out that developing hydropower was one of those things. And in 2017, they were the largest exporters of hydropower. And they would combine that development, but also with programs to build, bring power to surrounding and remote communities.
Gotcha. So, can I just ask, how do you measure happiness, though, Steve?
Well, look, there are a whole lot of different measures they put into it. But one of the key things they look at is, on a global scale, is looking at human development in terms of a long and healthy life. So longevity of being knowledgeable, so that's education standards, and having a decent standard of living.
Right. What about us Aussies? Just to butt in there, how do we rate?
There is a World Happiness Report, and in 2022, we've ranked. I've got a table here that we've ranked Australia as number 11th in the world.
Okay. Do we at least beat the Kiwis in that ranking?
No, we didn't. Not that year, anyway. Yeah, they came in at number 9, and you know, it's interesting that a lot of the smaller countries sort of did well, but which just goes to show how difficult it is to manage happiness when you've got a large population.
But it's a fascinating way of looking at things, rather than just GDP, looking at a more all-encompassing thing, because it's not all about money as such.
That's right. Happy people produce great economics, I guess, and great ideas. Stephen Mamoonie, thank you so much for bringing a really interesting topic, something a little different to Finance Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up soon.
Pleasure, Kylie. Thanks, Matt.
News and sport is coming up next. The latest on the fires in Victoria from our Melbourne newsroom. That's next.